Coming up, the Diamondbacks and the Twins walk off against division rivals. This is Locked On Game to Game, MLB.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game MLB. Local experts join us to recap everything for you across Major League Baseball from yesterday. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Corbin Carroll turned a Diamondbacks loss into a win on Thursday night with his two-run walk-off single. Arizona now sits tied with the Dodgers atop the NL West. Locked On Rockies recaps the final in Arizona.
Rock on Rockies fans, Paul Holden here from the Locked On Rockies podcast, and I'm from a hotel room today as I'm on the road here, and unfortunate to see something that hasn't happened since 2002. The Arizona Diamondbacks have swept the Colorado Rockies in a four-game series. Rockies had this one. They got some late heroics from Ezekiel Tovar, who continues to impress and looks pretty darn good, but Pierce Johnson continues to be not the option as the closer. We've kind of seen the warning signs a little bit of this a few times, and now, yet again, against a division rival, it just didn't pan out, unfortunately. And this is a Rockies team that kind of take, this one's a tough one. It's a tough pill to swallow when this Arizona Diamondbacks team sweeps you, because they're on the upswing. The Rockies, who knows? Breaking it all down on Locked On Rockies.
The Twins came back in the eighth inning and then won the game in the bottom of the ninth against the Guardians. Our Locked On Guardians host takes us through the heartbreaker of a loss for Cleveland.
A disheartening loss, that is for sure. After that five-run inning, it just felt so good, right? They just took two out of three from Baltimore. They took two out of three from the Cardinals. Flying high, offense is performing well. Young Gabby Arias looks like he should be a fixture. Why does the bullpen numerically has been good this year. They just keep blowing up at the wrong times. Trevor Stephan pitching for his third time in 4 days after throwing 20 pitches yesterday, not ideal. He gives up three. That was maybe not the guy to go to. Eli Morgan was not sharp, and they give up four runs in the final few innings. Gabby Arias and Will Brennan with multi-hits. The offense was there for them today. Tanner Bibee was solid. It was a good start for him. In the fifth, he came a little unraveled, but it was a solid start. The problem is his bullpen has been heavily used, and it fell apart again today. Guardians drop a game they should have won to the Twins.
A team effort on offense pushed the Astros past the Angels on Thursday night, and our Locked On host with both teams looking to the details after Houston's win.
This is Eric Heisman with the Locked On Astros podcast. And after a game where nothing went right for the Houston Astros against the Twins on Thursday night, everything seemed to go right. Ronel Blanco was called up to join the rotation. The Astros now are going to use a six-man rotation, at least for now. And this was Ronel Blanco's first official big league start. And he showed a little bit of everything in this game. He pitched 5 1/3 innings. He had 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, allowed 1 home run, 7 hits, 2 earned runs. And so he showed a little bit of wildness early in the game, and he got the bases loaded in the second inning, had a lot of traffic throughout the game, including the sixth inning when Dusty Baker tried to get a little bit more out of him. But Bregman had a big clutch two-run hit there. Then you had Jose Abreu with 2 RBIs on the game and a lot of offense in this game. So we'll talk about this on tonight's Locked On Astros podcast.
When you give up 2 strike hits, when you can't get a shutdown inning, and when you leave 12 runners on base, that's a recipe for disaster and a loss for the Angels. Hey, everybody, it's Mike Frisch, one half of Locked On Angels. The Angels lose to Houston at the Juice Box, 5-2, and they did not look good at all. Reed Detmers was spotted a 1-0 and 2-1 lead, and he blew both of those leads, could not get a shutdown inning, gave up a lot of 0-2 key hits, and then the Angels just couldn't get any key hits. They left 12 runners on base, and Trout and Ohtani actually really struggled. Trout and Ohtani left a lot of runners on base. In fact, the bases were loaded for both of them at one point, and they could not come through. Super frustrating game on Thursday night. John and I are going to recap this game and the weekend series against the Astros on Monday on Locked On Angels. We hope you'll join us.
Coming up, the Mets finish off a sweep of the Phillies. This is Locked On Game to Game, MLB. Today's edition of Game to Game is brought to you by Game Time. Buying tickets should not be an issue when you want to do it last minute, and it should not be stressful. Game Time has you covered for sports, music, theater, comedy, whatever you are interested in, you can get your tickets with them. They have tons of last minute deals, and if you find a better price anywhere in the same row and the same section, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So download the Game Time app, create an account. You can use code LOCKEDONMLB. That will get you $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but you can create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONMLB for $20. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Welcome back. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game MLB. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. The Phillies got swept by the Mets this week, finished off by a 4-2 New York win on Thursday. Locked On Phillies tells us what's wrong after dropping 3 to their division rivals.
The Philadelphia Phillies lose again. They fall to the Mets 4-2. I don't know anymore. Connor Thomas, your host of Locked On Phillies. I don't have anything good to say about this team right now. Taiwan Walker might be hurt. He had to leave his start, which seemed to be a little bit early. Alec Boehm goes on the 10-day injured list. Jose Alvarado still hasn't come back. Andrew Painter still hurt. Aaron Nola stinks. Zach Wheeler's not consistent. The rotation can't put together good starts. The offense can't create anything. Trey Turner might be the worst player in baseball. I don't know. At least Nick Castellanos showed up today. He had 3 hits. Great. Doesn't matter. The Phillies have lost 4 straight. They get swept by the New York Mets in New York. Sure, you play the Nationals coming up and you got a chance to bounce back, but doesn't matter. Doesn't matter right now. This team stinks. They need something drastically to change. I don't know what that is. We'll try and break it down, and we'll talk next episode of Locked On Phillies.
The Boston Red Sox scored 6 runs in the 8th inning to send Boston cruising past Cincinnati. Locked On Reds tells us what let the game get away from them in the late innings.
The Cincinnati Reds proved what stand-up guys they are for letting the Boston Red Sox get one back in this series. What's up? This is Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast. And would I have loved to see the Reds get a sweep? Sure. But I love the clutch hitting from Matt McClain continues his hitting streak as the dude just is amazing. We're running out of amazing adjectives to use for how good Matt McClain is. And Hunter Green with a beautiful outing, 6 runs, 1 earned run allowed, 2 hits. Both those hits were just crazy bad luck. That's really what I boil this game down to. Sure, Kevin Hergett gives up a billion runs in the 8th inning, and that's a bummer to see. But leading up to this point, the Reds had so many opportunities, and it felt like the ball just continued to fall the Red Sox way, and you kind of have to tip your cap to them in that kind of a game. Reds get the Brewers coming in for 4 games this series. We'll get you set for that huge series on the next Locked On Reds podcast.
That's it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game MLB. We thank you for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Now make sure you're subscribed to Locked On MLB and your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you download your podcast from. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.